Okay, good evening everybody. As many of you know, I'm Helen Miller. I'm an Associate Director at the IFS and I'm very pleased to welcome you to the 13th of our IFS COT tax debates. Thank you for coming out so close to budget. I'm particularly pleased that tonight we're discussing devolution because I think it gets far less attention than it deserves given how important a structural change it is to our tax system and how quickly things are moving along. Everyone knows that historically the UK has had a really pretty centralised tax system. Taxes were set by the UK government, the revenues were all pooled in the centre, and local governments and devolved governments basically funded their services out of grants. That really is changing quite quickly. So now, around 30% of taxes raised in Scotland are devolved, including most of income tax, council tax, business rates, statutory land tax and landfill tax. The Welsh Government also has powers on council tax, business rates, stamp duty and landfill tax, and will soon control 10p of each income tax band for non-savings and non-dividend income. Under current plans, Northern Ireland is going to get to set the rate of corporation tax, adding to its current property tax powers, and that leaves England as kind of an outlier, given it has no taxes devolved and the local government finance system still remains pretty centralised. So I think one of the things that makes the UK stand out now is not so much which taxes we've chosen to devolve. There are other governments that devolve those taxes. It's this fact that we've decided to devolve different bits of tax to different parts of the UK. So tonight, as well as debating kind of the pros and cons of devolution and more devolution, whether we should devolve to the UK, hopefully we'll get into whether our special brand of asymmetric devolution is a sensible way forward. We're going to run this on the usual format. You'll hear from our four experts, then we'll have plenty of time for Q&A. I'm going to introduce them all now, and then we'll just run straight through. So to kick us off, we're going to hear from David Phillips, who's also an Associate Director at the IFS and runs our programme on devolution and local government. He's going to kick us off with an overview of the pros and cons of devolving different types of taxes. Then we'll have Neil Lee, who's an Associate Professor at, of Economic Geography at the LSE, hopefully summarise some of the international evidence on when tax devolution leads to better economic performance. Joanne Walker, who's Technical Officer for Scottish Taxes at the COT, is going to dig much deeper into some of the specific issues in devolution to Scotland. And we'll finish off with Julia Goldsworthy, who's Director of Strategy at West Midlands Combined Authority, who's going to give us more of a local government perspective. And as I said, then we'll come back for lots of debate with the rest of you.